奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们继续来一起来学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
有一个问题哈。
So there is a question.
有问题随时问哈。
So whenever you have a question, feel free to raise them.
这里好像被丢下来，好像魔鬼不甘愿的，不是他自己要的。
So the first time when Satan was cast down, it seems he was unwilling to be thrown down.
哦，就是二十章第一节到第三节。
And that is recorded in chapter 20, verse 1 to
3. 那十八章一节到三节呢？
And what about chapter 18, verse 1 to 3?
好像是他很喜欢聚集在那里的。
However, it seems as if he's enjoying his stay there in Great Babylon.
好，如果有这样的问题的话。
So if we have this kind of question.
那我们来看一下。
So let us take a look.
被放下去之前，他，也就是说，被放下去是为什么？
So before he was cast down into the abyss, we may ask why, for what reason he was cast
down. 就是让他不再迷惑列国。
So he could deceive the nations no more.
现在要集中在这个来思考。
And now we have to focus on that point to think.
不再。
That he will no longer deceive the nations.
表示以前曾经过。
So it means that he had once done so.
哦，以前曾经过。
That he once deceived the nations.
那在这个一千年之中呢，不得迷惑列国。
However, it's within 1,000 years that he can no longer deceive the nations.
那迷惑列国的结果是怎么样？
And what is the consequence of deceiving the nations?
是一个全世界性的包围神的那个圣徒的营跟门爱的城。
So we can say all the nations from the four corners of the earth have encircled the camp of the saints.
好，那如在古时候打仗的话，就落这个城的话。
So in the ancient time, if they have a city,
这两国交战。
So when the two cities or two nations are engaging the battle,
你包围了他的这个，表示说，这个城以外的全部都失掉了。
So once you have surrounded a city, it means they have lost all the territories outside of their city.
只剩下这个城跟营啊。
And what is left is the city and the people within the city.
一般这样的话，是这个地方是存亡之地。
So
对这个来攻的人来讲的话，其实如果他回去了，他是安全的，就是说攻下来这个就亡了。就没了。
So for those who are attacking the city, those within the city are considered doomed.
并且如果我们看是列国，就全面性的一直到最后的是围住了。
So if you are seeing they're in the battle when they fight until the point where they have surrounded the city.
好，那我们回到，那我们先把这个看完，我再回到刚刚那个问题。
So I'd like to finish this before we turn back to the question.
再看启示录二十章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 20.
围住了。
Now they have surrounded the
city. 那我们刚看到圣徒的营，就是受洗归入基督在真耶稣教会里面的。
So the camp of the saints refer to those who have been baptized and now in the true Jesus Church.
圣徒的营如果不是放在启示录这边，是指着从亚当一直到现在到未来所有的属神的人，被神的宝血和耶稣宝血所属的人。
However, if we say the camp of the saints does not only refer to those in true church but refers to all the way back to the time of Adam for those who believe in Christ.
因为我们刚看到了，你这个圣，你把它放进去，几乎每个教会保罗一开始就说他们是圣徒，罗马书也一样啊，都是圣徒。
Because in the very beginning, Paul referred to all the members in the church as saints.
所以罗马教会也是圣徒啊。
So even the Roman church is also, they're also saints.
但是现在把它放到千年这个观念来指，就是怎么样？96年之后的才算。
But if you 对不对？ Place that concept into this timeline, only those from 96 AD and onward are considered saints.
所以圣徒的营，广义，如果你只是说圣徒的营的话，那就包括保罗啊，包括那个希腊啊，包括彼得啊，是不是？
So、
他们也是那个营里面的人呢、啊。使徒时代的教会了。
A broader interpretation of the camp of the saints may include all the saints as Paul, Silas, and those in the apostolic times.
但是在这个一千年之内，因为这个一千年在哪里发生？在主后，在历史上主后96年之后才将要，不是说这一年之后就马上发生了，将要发生。那我们从启示录看起来是正耶稣教会开始才算。
So another 1,000 years will happen only after 96 AD. It might not happen right away, but it will happen sometime after 96 AD and the emergence of True Jesus Church.
所以，如果我很具体的来讲的话，1917年之后是1000年的开始。
So concretely speaking, I may say starting in 1917, that is the starting point of the 1,000 years.
那这一年之后不得再迷惑列国。
And starting from that year onward, for 1,000 years, you can no longer deceive the nations.
那表示他以前有迷惑过列国了。
So that only means that he has once deceived the nations before that.
圣经没有写他怎么迷惑或是怎么样。
Or the Bible does not record how he deceived the nations.
那我自己把它加。试试看了、
啊、
如果错了不用再讨论，就我错了。
So I have added this onto myself.
我是认为这样子。
So this is my opinion.
在之前他也有迷惑过列国。
So before this, he has once deceived the nations.
也有包围过圣徒的营，然后门徒的城。
He has also once surrounded the camp of the saints.
那个是什么时候？
And when was that period of time?
末期。
And we know that was the end time to the apostolic era.
耶稣出来之后，这也是一个，这里以时代性在 under timeline， 在时间。现在这个我刚已经把这个圣徒已经general speaking 是所有的耶稣宝血门救的都是圣徒哈。
So I just told you that generally speaking, all the saints refer to those who have received the blood of Christ.
啊，但是在圣徒这些圣徒里面，他是活在时间空间里面的。
But of all the saints, they live under this time and space.
所以使徒时代也是有圣徒，对不对
？So we also know saints existed back in the time of the apostles.
还有门徒的城呢、啊，他们也是啊。
Also the city which they dwelt in.
但是这一个圣徒的营、门徒的城，其实到最后怎么样破了
？But we know in fact.
不但被围，还有怎么样？就是被消灭掉。
So、
不能消灭，我讲错了，那个要更正。就这怎么讲？这人间的语言，就被攻占了。
So you know, during that time, this camp of the saints, it was not only under siege; it was taken over.
昨天我们也稍微提到一下。1954年，圣灵离开了。之前，圣灵离开了。
So I shared with you yesterday that in 1954, the Holy Spirit left.
这个我们很 very sure 的，但这个 sure 不是我们想的，是教会历史告诉我们的。你去哪里图书馆都会可以查到的。
Pardon me, it's in year 154 that Holy Spirit left.
100年左右，差不多120年好了，那个洗礼就这是两个不一样的文献、啊、这是那个什么 Montanism， 这是那个 Didache The Teaching of Twelve Disciples、在这个文献里面看得到他们洗礼经什么基本上是对的，所以说你洗礼那个文献第八那个在 Didache 里面的第七章、他说你洗礼要在那个 Living Water、如果没有的话，如果这是基础，如果没有的话也可以再池子、如果不怕冷的话可以烧一点热水，如果水不够的话用浇的，所以这在这个文献里面就有提到。但对我们这些教会我们一看，哎呀这败坏，但是如果你看一般的书在解释这个说，哎呀基督教怎么样已经扩展出去了， tolerance 不会那么 narrow-minded 的了，所以我们的眼光是不一样的。
So in the time 154, when the Holy Spirit departed, we can see that the way, throughout the historical record, we can see the way of baptism has already corrupted. For other denominations, they may see the tolerance for Christianity has spread, but for us, we know it's a corruption.
所以使徒初时代的教会被迷惑掉了。
So the saints, the camp of the saints in the time of apostolics have been surrounded, destroyed.
被围了。
They have been encircled.
到最后真的城破了，城破就是圣灵离开，真理改变。
Until the end, when the city
啊，我讲错，不是改变，刚开始是妥协了，就是说基本要这样子，如果不行的话，这样这样这样也可以。
So we can see how the city has been under siege and broken in that they start to make compromises.
其实在这文献里面，它洗礼分两种，一种是奉主的名洗礼，一种是奉父子圣灵名洗礼。所以，就是妥协了。
And in those historical records, we can see they have two forms of baptism: one baptized in the Spirit, the other in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
当然，到325尼西亚信经之后，全部都是一致的。三位一体，奉父子圣灵名洗礼。在这之前，还有奉耶稣的名洗礼。
So until 325, year 325, all the scriptures they have the unison of Trinity teaching of Trinity.
所以，这一千年当中，魔鬼不得迷惑列国。
So within 100 years, Satan was restrained from deceiving the nations.
所以对我来讲，这一书教会绝对不会说是有人会用类比啦，说你看史无时代那么强，到最后就失败了。这一书教会难道不会说到一半像那个什么使徒时代一样，那个什么被迷惑了，然后又兴起另外一个教会来吗？我的答案是，我如果看这个的话，是绝对不会的。
So some people have the doubts that will we be too like the apostolic church who was once so strong, yet they were deceived and fallen, and will the true church also become strong in the beginning, then fallen, and another true church rise in the end?
因为你可以用类比来，哈，史无时代曾经那么强的一个教会，多最后是堕落了，这一次教会也不会。这样子吗？这个是可以思考的。
So when they make a comparison for the apostle church, one so strong, also fallen, will the true church also fall to the same ending? So this is worth our thinking.
那想出这样的思考方式是就是 legal 的，不是 illegal。
So it is.
我也想啊，对不对？但是呢，想完之后，这个是可能性的，你不能说。不可能，你看那个《史无新传》第二章，你绝不会想到说这个教会会怎么样，会堕落，不可能啊。
So there is a great possibility because when you read Acts chapter 2, never will you think that this church will one day come to an end or fall into corruption.
但是你到那个一百年左右啊，真的是 corrupt。你那个有一本书啊 ，Walker 哈，对不起。因为我这一直在上那个神学生的课，所以我现在在讲，有时候把你们当成神学生，有一些是不要告诉你们的，不是不要告诉你们，我很不赞成你们去看外面的书，就是啊。所以我常讲，如果你看了三长两短，我绝对不负责。
So now because I'm treating you like
如果你是传道，看了三长两短，对我自己来讲，如果我的话，我不讲别人，我看了，我死活该。
So I encourage you not to read any outside references.
为什么
I cannot,
你牧人带了这些羊去吃毒草该打你自己毒死了活该
So as a shepherd I cannot lead the sheep
如果羊吃毒草死了要打传道说实在的
For if the sheep dies then you have to blame the pastor
所以昨天 我遇到有一些事情我是很痛心的会哭的
And because just yesterday, when many of the incidents I've encountered really pained my heart.
这是我们的错。
And that is our fault as a pastor.
像真的遇到一些信徒，听到听错了，我讲的那些，慌在心里难过。
And when some of the members share with me that they have misinterpreted, misunderstood the teachings, they really pained my heart.
好，所以这一千年是如果正耶稣教会的时间的话， 不会的，但是到最后很艰难。
So we know after 1,000 years, Jesus' church would not fall into the same ending, but it would be a very hard ending.
艰难到最后只是剩下城而已，剩下那 camp 而已。
Until the every till the very end, there only be a camp which is left.
如果要看这个更详细一点，就十一章。
If you want to read more closely, you can turn or refer to chapter 11.
在量殿的时候。
That when it's measuring the temple.
这个到最后怎么样？一千年结束就魔鬼就放出来了。
So at the conclusion of 1,000 years, Satan will be released.
一放出来之后，不是马上结束哦。它还有一段时间。
And once it is released, we see that the world does not come to an end until a period of time later.
它先去迷惑。
First of all, it will go to deceive the nations.
迷惑完之后，那个很大的进攻。
It will have a great siege.
好，那这个就是十一章。
So that is recorded in chapter 11.
十一章就是什么？就是
量
殿。
That there are two witnesses.
这个我昨天我们也讲过。
And I've also mentioned this to you yesterday.
他说要量的就是那个中文把它翻成祭坛，其实那个是坛而已，如果在祭祀旁，因为祭坛跟坛是不一样的，不是不一样，就是有差别的。
So we know there is a difference between this word altar.
中文的坛在圣经里面 altar 有两个，一个是什么那个什么 offering altar， 一个是Ascent altar， 一个是香，就是香坛，一个是祭坛。
So there are two altars. One is the offering altar. The other is the altar of incense.
一个是香坛，两个都是坛呢。
And both are altars.
但是在圣经里面，因为祭坛用的很多，所以有时候就用坛来代表祭坛。但是坛不等于祭坛，不等于坛，坛包括了祭坛。那这里只是写坛，有两个可能，啊。
So we know when it just says the word altar, it could either be altar of incense or the altar of offering.
所以要量的是什么？这个殿。
So what they will measure is this temple of God.
那第二个呢？
Secondly,
就是这个香坛。
And that is the altar of incense.
第三个，啊。
And thirdly,
就是里面做礼拜的人。
And count the worshippers in there.
在旧约里面，谁能够进来这里
？So in the Old Testament, who are those who can enter into the temple?
只有祭司。
Only the priests.
利未人不能进来啊。
The Levites could not enter.
那在十一章这里告诉我们，只有量这三个东西，院外这个院子哈，外面这些全部都怎么样？交给外邦人了。
So it tells us that they will only measure those three things. Everything outside of the court will be handed over to the Gentiles.
他们要践踏圣城42个月。
And they will trample on the holy city for 42 months.
因为交给他们践踏。
Because they have been handed over to be trampled by the Gentiles.
谁能够在这里
？So who can be in the temple?
利未人。
The Levites.
对不对？这是在古时候的那个这是那个祭坛。
And in the end, those are the altar is that is where the altar is.
所以，也就是说到这个时候已经怎么样，没有献祭的事情了。也就是说，这里如果代表耶稣的宝血的话，已经那个时候已经没有洗礼，没有赦罪的那个，没有人进来信了。因为交给外邦践踏了，对不对
？So we can say until that point of time, there's no longer any chance to have any kind of water baptism because those areas will be handed over to the Gentiles to trample.
一千年结束。
Because 1,000 years have ended.
那如果用罗马书来讲，也就是外邦人的数目满足，哈。
If you refer to the Book of Romans, that is the number of the Gentiles have been filled.
好，我是把这些观念都放在一起了，哈。
And I'm putting all the different concepts together.
一千年结束。
And the conclusion of 1,000 years.
这个就是把圣经排一排，如果排错了， 圣经信息是对的，但是只是我们只能承认说我们排错地方。
And we know all the messages in the Bible are right, but we may have misplaced them in a different order.
这个时候就是外邦人数目满。
And that is the time when the number of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
因为这一千年我们刚有从保罗的在使徒行传最后的那个预言来讲，就是外邦人的时代，外邦人将要听的时代，对不对？
And as we have mentioned in the last statement made by Paul in Acts, that this is the time for the Gentiles.
那保罗也在罗马书第十一章说，那个外邦人有个数目，外邦人数目满，一满所谓的数目满，就是说得救的那个数目满，得救数目满就已经没有什么样，没有献祭的，就是这是如果代表耶稣的宝血，那个耶稣的献祭，就是再也没有外邦人来归入这个圣的团体里面了。
And as Paul mentioned in Romans, when the number of Gentiles to be chosen is filled and completed, there will be no more chance for any Gentiles to come and believe.
那这个也是一千年关闭，一千年结束了。
That is also at the conclusion of 1,000 years.
那也是把这个什么院外交给外邦人的时候。
And that is also the time when the outer courts are handed over to the Gentiles.
交就是神交给他们呢。
So when we say in handover, it's been handed over by God.
嗯。啊，他们要做什么？践踏。
So what they will do is to trample those areas.
所以，那一交出去的话，就也就是什么？我是把这些信息把它集起来，有着42个月的开始，对不对？
So once they're handed over, there will be a starting point of these 42 months.
要把这个交给外邦践踏42个月。
Because this place will be handed over to the Gentiles to be trampled for 42 months.
那这些信息都是从圣经的。那如果有错的话，只是说摆错地方。
All of these are biblical messages, and the only thing that could be wrong is the order of the sequences.
那这些是你们回去想想，这可以 move 的，你可以 move 来 move 去。
So、
没有关系，只要讲得通的话。
Yeah,
但是这些不是自己想出来的。
So all the truth are from the Bible, but you may go back and switch around the order to what you think may be best fit.、
哦、好，那这里谈我、哦、为什么说这个一定要相谈呢？因为这已经交给外邦去践踏了，所以这个已经不用量了、哦、
yeah,
不量就是不管它。量有两个，一方面是惩罚，一方面是什么奖赏。
So when we say measure, there are two.
量是做两方面的。
Aspect one is to reward, and the other is to punish.
量也是说保持在这个 standard 里面嘛。
So you're measuring the standard or those within the standard.
所以最后量的是三个，第一个殿。
So the first that you measure is the temple.
第二个就是坛。
And the altar.
第三个就是里面做礼拜人。
And the worshippers within the temple.
谁在里面？
So who are within the temple?
一定是祭司。
And there must be the priests.
所以启示录里面也告诉我们，我们每个都是祭司啊。
The Revelation also tells us each one of us is a priest.
在启示录里，到启示录时代，你不是祭司，说得很白的，你得救有问题。
And until the time of Revelation, if you're not a priest andmaking it clear that you have your chance of salvation is very slim.
用旧约来做一个类比哈，类比啊哈。
If you make a comparison, or analogy with the Old Testament,
这里就是祭那个立位人院。
So the outer courts are the courts of the Levites.
再接下来外面的是什么？以色列人院。
And the even outer court belong to the Israelites.
在旧约，你只要来到这里，你就是属这个殿的，你就是得以如果以得救，我很 simplified 啊，很简单的来讲说，就是属于那个什么。门爱的城就是属于圣徒的营了、啊，你只要到这里了就是了。
And in the Old Testament, simply speaking, once you step into the court of the Israelites, then you belong to the temple, you belong to the chosen race.
但到启示录这边，你当以色列人不行哦。
But in the time of the Revelation, it is not merely enough to be in the court of the Israelites.
因为已经交给外邦践踏了，你会踩死的。
Because there you are being entrusted into the Gentiles to be trampled to death.
你说我是选民的选民，就是利未人。
And if you say I'm the chosen among the chosen people, I'm the Levites,
也是不行，也会被踏死的。
It's also not enough for you also be trampled to death.
你要选民的选民的选民，就是利未人。
But you must be
那个祭司。
So you must be the chosen among the chosen of the chosen, which are the priests.
你才会活下来。
And only there will you be able to survive.
因为那个践踏的时，那个太厉害了。
Because the time of the trampling would be very severe.
好，是不是这样？
In a so.
那当祭司很容易。
So it's very easy to become a priest.
嗯，对不对
？Is it true?
你这是一般想到祭司之后想到什么
？Ordinary, when we think of priest, what do you think of?
你是不是祭司
？Are you a priest?
是不是？啊
？Yes.
对，有人说什么 pastor。对 ，pastor 是祭司 ，pastor 如果不是祭司的话，也是不得救的。
I mean, pastors are also priests because if they're not, they also can't be saved.
同样，你要祭司，你不祭司，你也是不得救的。
You too need to be a priest because if you're not, you also can't be saved.
为什么你成为祭司
？Why did I became a priest today?
你看那个启示录第一章第五节、第六节。
If you read Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6,
就是因为耶稣的宝血了。
It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
在末世的那个标准不一样。
And we know the standard in the end time is different.
所谓的祭司就是你直接拜神的。
And what we mean by priest is that you worship God directly.
你直接看到神的。
That you have seen God directly.
你直接进到至圣所的。
And you have entered into the holy place directly.
祭司。
And that is where the priest is found.
所以到最后啊，那个你圣经不懂。你不能找别人，你要找自己。
So until the end time, if you do not understand the Bible, you have no one else to find, rather only to find yourself.
你要直接面对神的。
Because you have to face God yourself.
因为起初到最后是怎么样？是到最后了。
And we know what happens to the very end time of Revelation.
不义的叫他不义。
Those who are unrighteous will be called unrighteous.
污秽的叫他污秽。
Those who are filthy will be called filthy.
这样的一个观念，现在我们是不能讲也。不是那个时候、
so、it,
还不到了如果是那个是现在的话不用访问主也不用宣道主也不用什么人家、污秽的请变污秽、
so、today,
不信的请变不信、
so、
对不对
today you cannot speak of that term because the time is not yet here
但是我们现在是慢慢要准备朝向那个完全
but it is the time when we must prepare for that perfection
好那所以在这样的一个这个时候
so under this kind of timing
那就开了
so that is the time when the gate is
开了之后就直接面对了
so that's when you are encounter face to face
那个时候魔鬼现在所谓的不得迷惑、那个什么、擦掉了列邦就是耶稣教会到千年完之前不会像使徒时代一样因为使徒时代已经是怎么样被迷惑并且呢被攻占了因为我们刚才说这一千年里面不得再、迷惑列国因为以前有曾经过嘛现在才有不得嘛那我是把它解释成使徒时代的沦陷或使徒时代的变质就是魔鬼啊，这个如果要查考那就要看那个图书馆里面的那个教会历史了
So I can say within 100 years the true Jesus church will not be deceived like the apostolic church for they were deceived and have fallen
但是一开呢时间够了一开就是说满了完毕了，交给外邦开始践踏了。这个时候，他们就攻过来了。
But after the 100 years ends and the door is opened, then we'll be handed over to the Gentiles, and they, there they will come to surround us.
那我们看回来，我们起诉到这个时候呢，火就降下来。
So let's turn back to Revelation. At this moment, the fire will come down from heaven.
如果天不这把火的话，幕后的这个真耶稣教会也是怎么样，会像死灰一样怎么样？
So if this fire does not come down from heaven, then Shuji Church in the end time will too be like the Apostolic Church being destroyed.
但是在这一千年里面绝对不会。
But it will surely not happen within this 1,000 years.
那到最后也不会，因为到最后一把火下来。
It will also not happen in the very end, for a fire will come down from heaven.
那所以。魔鬼的被关在那个什么巴比伦啊，不是他愿意的。他在那边巢穴啊，看起来他很高兴，其实那个不是他最要的。他最要的是什么样？迷惑列邦，然后呢，吃掉神国。
So you can see Satan was unwilling to be cast into abyss and to be in prison. For all he wanted is to come out and to deceive the nations and devour the camp of God.
所以在这千年里面呢。你看有两个国在走。
So within the 1,000 years, we can see the ongoing of two different kingdoms.
魔鬼被监在这里。
That Satan was being imprisoned in the Great Babylon.
他不得迷惑列国来为这个。
He could not deceive the nations in order for them to surround and attack the kingdom of God.
所以他被拘禁在这里也是不是愿意的。但是他既然被拘禁了，他就。尽量在这里作乱了。
So he was not willing to be in prison within that kingdom of his, but he takes advantage of creating chaos within that kingdom.
所以这是大巴比伦。
So that kingdom is the Great Babylon.
这是门爱的城，这是那个新耶路撒冷。
And the other kingdom is the camp of God's saints, and that is the New Jerusalem.
好，这样可以吗？那我们再来继续来看。
So let us continue.
二十章，第十节。
Chapter 20, verse 10.
哦，刚刚那个门爱的城就是受过洗的，就是我们。
So I mentioned that the camp of God's saints are those who have been baptized, and there are us.
那接下来门爱，当然我们。成为圣徒之后还要被门爱啊。
So after we have become saints, we must also be loved.
这是不一样的层面的。
And that is a different level.
哥林多这些圣徒其实是不可爱的。
And actually the saints from the church of Corinth,
对不对?
They were not very lovely.
以那个加拉太那些圣徒啊，也是圣徒，对不对？是被保罗说好笨的。
And the saints in the church of Galatia were rebuked as foolish by Paul.
你看那个，我们看那个加拉太书。
So if you turn to the book of Galatians,
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
好，请念。
Chapter 3, verse 1, you foolish Galatians,
okay.
Who has bewitched you?
这些圣徒是什么？笨的。
So they were foolish.
为什么？
Why is that?
他们被迷惑了。
Because they have been deceived.
对不对？受割礼的影响啊，他们说保罗很气啊，保罗有时候语气很重的。
So they were influenced by this trend of circumcision, so Paul was greatly angered.
So, 当圣徒也要做一个可爱的圣徒。
So even as a saint, you must be a lovely and beloved saint.
是门爱的。
That you are one who is loved.
So, 就是圣徒的营，门爱的城。
So we are the camp of the saints and the city he loves.
接受耶稣宝血，并且呢，有意的穿上细麻衣的圣徒。
And that we are ones who have been baptized by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, put on this white linen, and being called righteous.
那活下来之后，第十节。
And in verse 10, after the fire comes down.
这是最后的迷惑的魔鬼呢，扔到硫磺火湖。
And in the very end, the devil who deceived them will be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur.
这是最后的。
And that is in the very end.
但在这之前呢，兽跟假先知老早在那里了。
But before that, the beasts and the false prophets were already there.
这是末世的三大考验，就是龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
So there was three major mouths within the end time: the mouth of the beasts, the false prophets, and the dragon.
兽跟假先知先消灭。
So first of all, the beast and the false prophets will be destroyed.
到最后，危害教会最厉害的就是龙。
And until the very end, dragon is the one who will impose most persecution onto the church.
那这个三层面，我们可以慢慢可以体会到的，就是现世的这个社会的。我们有宣道讲习会呢，我上次在也是用这三个层面来讲的。
So we can experience these in the end time. Most of all, I've shared with you this in our evangelical seminar last time.
龙的层面。
That the aspect of the dragon,
兽的层面。
The aspect of the beast.
假先知层面。
The aspect of the false prophets.
最原始是那个龙。
You know, the most ancient is this dragon.
龙给兽。
And the dragon had given to the power to the beast.
兽给假先知。
And the beast had given power to the false prophets.
那在神在收拾的时候，是先从下面收拾上去。
And when God is to deal with them, He deals from the bottom to up.
那最后是魔鬼放进去了。
Until the very end, Satan has been cast down.
所以第十节是永远的，火湖是最后的。
So verse 10 is the internal lake of burning sulfur.
那十一节之下就是最后的审判了。
And from 11 onward records the last judgment.
好，那我们来再来从，所以现在有一个前后了哈，前后就是这个一千年，我们已经前面讲完，后面讲完，对不对？
So now we have spoken of the beginning and the ending to this 1,000 years.
啊，在启示录里面另外一个主题，我现在讲的这些不是说现在要讲，就是让你回去一个思考的那个问题，就是时序问题。
So all I'm telling you now is merely for your own contemplation.
Time, 时间的 order.
So there's another topic.
Sequent.
Is this theme of sequence or order.
就是说哪个在前哪个在后怎么发生，时间历史时间绝对是在我们的时空之下是几乎是绝对的，你无论愿意不愿意，他说这样子走，这个在时空之下，在我们的这个是不是你来影响的，没有人能够抓住时间的。
So it is only a matter of the order of which the events took place, but for us under time and space, all the events which have happened under absolute time.
那启示录告诉我们很多的事件。
And within the book of Revelation, reveals to us many different events.
这个时间一直，不管你愿意不愿意，它都在走了。
And whether you willing or not, the time continue to go on.
但是，启示录告诉我们。哦，有发生事情，不是呢。我们如果说这样说哈，它有时候是有秩序，但是这些材料你把它放到哪里去呢？它可能六先来，再四，这是编号了，不是说这哈，在时间里面，这些事件要把它放在哪里？
So the question is, with all the events that have taken place in Revelation, where on, exactly on the timeline will you place them?
好，那我们有前后了哈。
So now we have the beginning and the end.
因为有时间，有一千年开始，一千年结束，这很确定的。我们在时序里面呢。
It's very concrete and sure that within this timeline there is a beginning to the 1,000 years and the ending to it.
好，我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
前后有了，我们看中间发生什么事情。
So now we have the beginning and the end. Let us look at what happened.
四节到六节就是在这一千年里面重要的事件。
So chapter verse 4 to verse 6 are the important events which happened within these 1,000 years.
但是这只是 summary 而已，一个总结而已。那这个总结的内容的detail其实是在整本启示录里面。
So this is merely a summary, but the content and detail within what happened can be found throughout the whole book of Revelation.
好，我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 4.
我要看见，哎，你请你念。
In verse 4, I saw thrones on which were seated amongst those who had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark on their foreheads or their hands.
第四节一开始他说什么？连第。
I saw the thrones on which were seated those.
就他看到很多的那个宝座。
And there he saw many thrones.
那不是一个宝座。
And not just one throne.
这个宝座呢，一定跟国王有关系。
So this throne must have something to do with the kings.
一般人不会坐 这个宝座的。
No ordinary man can be seated on the throne.
在圣经里面应该是这样子的哈。
It should be this way in the Bible.
因为第五章也有做宝座的，那个是同样一个词了哈，就是神是王，是统治者。
You can find the same term in chapter 5 where God is the king, the sovereign Lord.
那有几个，中文是翻有几个，其实复数就是有宝座。
So we can see the throne.
诸宝座很多宝座，
and there are several thrones.
那有坐在上面的。
And there are those who seated on those.
那你现在你看呢、啊？在启示录里面谁坐宝座？
If you read through Revelation, who are those seated on the thrones?
神坐宝座。
God sits on the thrones.
还有谁坐宝座？
Who else sits on the thrones?
第四章。一开始我们看第四章。
And you can turn to chapter 4.
第一节第二节。
And verse 1 and 2. After this I looked, and there before me was this door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what you must take place after this. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it.
OK, 这是讲未来要发生的事情。
And this speaking on the things that happen in the future.
Okay, 那在这个特定的时间里面有一位坐在宝座上的。
At this very set time, there is one sitting on the throne.
那就是神了。
And that is God.
当然神老从古到现在一直坐在宝座了，但是现在是只是特定在写这个时间。
We know since the ancient time till now, God has been always sitting on this throne, but this is describing this very set time.
好，那接下来第三节。
Following verse 3.
我看跳到第四节好了。
Let's read verse 4. Verse 4. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders.
Okay. 念中文的话，你被误导吗？
So if you read the Chinese translation, you might be misled.
第四节，宝座的周围又有24个座位，中文把它换成座位，因为不好意思说是宝座嘛，其实同一个字的宝座的。
So in Chinese, it actually translated the 24 thrones into 24 seats.
24 throne, 对。啊，中文其实一样的，神的宝座跟这个宝座是一样的宝座。
So in fact, there are the same thrones as the throne of God.
那神的宝座是单数，那其他的坐在上面的是复数，那就是很多了。
So the throne of God is singular, and the other ones are all plural, for there are many who are seated on the thrones.
同样的宝座的。
So it is the same throne.
啊、哦，词是一样的了。
It's the same tense. It's the same.
那中文把它翻成座位，座位就是好像会堂的座位嘛。你看一排椅子，一条长椅子，就坐吧。
So Chinese translated into a seat, which could be any kind of seat.
哎，宝座当然也是一个座位就是了。
Of course, we know the throne is also a type of seat.
谁坐在上面？
So who's seated on them?
24长老。
So 24 elders.
那我们在刚刚已经有讲过，谁是24长老？
So I'll share with you who are the 24 elders.
谁是长老？
Who are the elders?
那个 Paul 应知道的。哎 ，Paul。
So brother Paul.
我看不用问他。结果哈，结果就是你。
So we know those who sit on the thrones are you.
哦，你没有，因为你对不起，你刚刚来告诉我说我知道，你不用难过。
So don't feel too sad.
多查考，然后来洗礼，你就会得到圣徒的身份。
You just have to study more and be baptized, and you should obtain the status as a saint.
在这里，你看到二十四长老了，他的。是怎么让他成为二十四长老的？
We can see how they were to become the 24 elders.
要从这里面来看。
That you must read and study from within.
但是你看他是坐宝座。
That they were seated on the thrones.
第二个穿白衣。
That they were dressed in white.
头戴金冠冕。
They were crowned with gold crowns.
你用他这三个从起初来查考，我的结果已经讲过了哈。结果就是什么样？受过洗的。跟耶稣一起当王的，在生命中当王的，遵守耶稣道理的人，就是二十四长老。这个是你的身份，不是职分，这要分开。我们教会，比如说 ，OK。
So if you study these three points within the book of Revelation, you will realize that these people, these elders, are the ones who have been baptized into Christ, put on the white cloth, and reign as kings with the Lord.
那个何长老他是长老，这是职分的长老。
And Elder Ho is an elder, and that is an
和、啊、
outer hole is a status.
那我们是长老，你是长老哈。
And we too are the elders.
不是职分的，这样分开。
We're elders not by status, so we must differentiate.
所以身份就是说，你接受耶稣宝血，然后你穿上白衣，就是没有弄丢掉，然后你戴冠冕，就是得胜，过一个得胜的基督徒的生活，你就是二十四长老。所以你跟耶稣一起当王，当王才能够坐宝座嘛。
So excuse me, they were, for example, Elder Ho is an elder by duty, but for us, we are elders by status.
你不要把它 mix 在一起哦。
So you must make a differentiation.
所以二十四长老在启示录里面不是指那个职分上的长老，而是，但是职分上的长老也要成为二十四长老之一啊。
So when we read Revelation, those 24 elders are not elders by duty, but those elders by duty will also become one of the 24 elders.
这是真教会里面所有的信徒要成为二十四长老了。
That today all the members within True Church shall become part of the 24 elders.
第四章这个是一个 prototype， 就是说这个远景呢，以后要成为这样子的。
So chapter 4 is merely a prototype of what is to come.
那在当然二十四长老有。可能我们选出来的这个是什么？这是职分上的长老。
And perhaps we may have 24 elders who are chosen by duty.
这个长老他如果偷偷的把衣服给怎么样给丢了，虽然他是职分的长老，但是他不是什么样身份的长老，也可能这样，但是到现在可能还没有发现。
So perhaps these 24 elders by duty, if they secretly
我是让你有一个分别，不要讲到最后说你出去，哎，我是长老嘞，那个什么何长老，你下台换我，那就搞混了，那个。
So you should not go out thinking you are elder in status, and you actually go up to a elder by duty and try to swap places.
因为这是从里面来解释的。
And because we're trying to interpret this from within text.
因为当长老在二十四长老了，这是一定要穿白，就是白是洗礼哦，没有洗礼没有白，替代基督，这是洗礼啊，有受过洗的，这个第一条件符合了。
So the first criteria to becoming one of the 24 elders is to put on this white robe, which is to have gone through water baptism.
冠冕，这个冠冕是Stephen. Stephen 这个字是从冠冕来的。
And to wear this crown of gold, it comes from this word.
英文的 Stephen 这个字其实在原来的意思是冠冕。
Or this word Stephen, in the original word means, or Stephen means
crown.
Crown of gold.
那谁能够得到冠冕？
So who is able to obtain this crown?
战胜的人。
Those who have victory.
得胜的。
Who those who triumph.
那这个道理那就在罗马书讲了很多了。
And so many of the teachings can be found in the book of Romans.
启示录也是一样。
Also in Revelation.
我们出去征战得胜了，所以冠冕。
So whenever we go out to fight, we have victory, so we obtain this crown.
这是你跟耶稣的。
And this is between you and Jesus.
好，接下来你坐宝座。
And following that, you'll be seated on the throne.
你的宝座跟耶稣是一样的。
And your throne is the same as that of the Lord's.
所以我们看二十章哦。
If you read chapter 20,
二十章的第六节。
Chapter 20, verse 6.
你在这一千年，你是要做王的。
So within these 1,000 years, you are to reign as a king.
你的身份是国王。
And your status will be that of a king.
并且呢是祭司，对不对
？Not only that, also a priest.
你看第六节。
If you read verse 6, blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, and they will be priests of God and Christ, and of Christ, and will reign with Him for 1,000 years.
所以你是祭司，你是国王。
So you'll be a priest and a king.
那当然，用第四章来讲的话，就是二十四章了。
If you read chapter 4, you also refer to chapter 20.
并且也是四活物。
And also refer to the four living beasts, creatures.
四活物是讲它内在的那个什么 attribute, 那个属性特质。
So the four living creatures refer to the inner attributes.
你不要讲说四活物是牛、鹰、那个什么人还有什么狮，不是。
And do not think that the four living creatures refer to an eagle, a man, an oxen,
a lion. 是像。
Rather, it
像不是是啊。
So it is the image of the living creatures.
哎呀，这个人像一条牛，但是他不是牛啊。
So you want this person
这好也要像牛啊。
So you want this person to be like an oxen, but they're not really an oxen.
只是像牛那么有力气，它不是牛啊。
So they're merely as strong as an oxen.
如果像牛啊，是牛的话，你明天就要把它牵去吃草了。
So if they are really an oxen, you take them to eat grass the next day.
所以是活物，它是是活物是什么
？So if they're the four living creatures, what are they
它用什么组成的
in the image of? And what are they composed of?
眼睛。
So they're composed of eyes.
你看那个。它是四活物，外面都是眼睛，里面都是眼睛。你不要想说 一条牛啊，是看起来像牛，但是是用眼睛组成的。这个四活物要这样讲哦，不然你会误导了。
So you must interpret this for living creatures that the Bible tells us that this creature, for example, the oxen is made of eyes, both on the inside and outside.
所以你不要讲说哦，我们末世圣徒。是牛，所以有牛脾气，这个就不对了。
So don't ever say that the saints.
它只是一点的比喻，你不把它全面化啊。
So this is merely a description. We should not take it literally.
因为这是末世的如果二十四章是讲他的身份的，四活物是讲他内在的。
So the 24 elders talks about their status, but the four living creatures speak of their inner attributes.
那我们看第六节嘛，四章六节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 6.
这四活物没有座位的，是在飞的、跑的。
So we can see there's not a throne for the four living creatures. They were running about and flying about.
四活物的牛是不是在地上走
？So did the oxen of the four living creatures walk on the ground?
不是。
It is not so.
这个牛不是在耕田的，你不要讲它在耕田。
And the cow, this oxen was not working in the field.
就在飞的。
But the oxen was flying. 四活物
都是飞的。牛也飞上天了，飞上空了。狮也飞上空了，人也飞上了。不只是鹰飞啊，你说啊，就是那个你讲说啊，四活物的鹰哇飞，都在飞。
So not only the eagle was flying, but the lion, the man, the ox, they were all flying.
你看是，它是在哪里呢？在宝座中和宝座。周围
So they were in the center and around the throne.
然后呢，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
And they were covered with eyes in front and in the back.
你想象一头一个存在像牛。
Can you imagine this being?
你可以想象到哈。
This creature which shapes like an ox.
好，它是前后遍体都眼睛哦。
But in its front and back were all covered with eyes.
可以想到吗？
Can you imagine that?
它的牛有角的那个也是眼睛哈。所以就没有可以刺人的角了，对不对？
Even the horns of the ox are filled with eyes.
它的嘴巴，你想到它眼睛也是眼睛，嘴巴也是眼睛。
Can you imagine that its eyes are eyes?
因为前后遍体都是眼睛嘛，对不对？
Because in front and back they are filled with eyes.
那最后你看第八节哈。
And until the end, verse 8.
是遍体内外都是眼睛。
And they were covered with eyes all around, even under the wings.
内外了，遍体内。里面也是眼睛，外面也是眼睛，所以你看到是一个透明，几乎你可以透明看过去了。这怎么画？我常讲，我小时候没有上过那个才艺班的绘画班，你们比较会画，画一只看看，哦，像牛的，遍体内外里外全都是眼睛。像这样的牛会耕田吗
？So we can try illustrating this kind of ox that was covered with eyes in inside and out.
那狮子也一样啊。
Likewise with the lion.
你想到了，先想一头狮子啊。
And try to imagine this lion.
但是它的爪也是眼睛啊。
But its paws are filled with eyes.
它的尾巴眼睛。
Its tail is covered with eyes.
它的头都是眼睛。
And likewise with its head.
这样的狮子应该是这样子理解。
And this is kind of understanding we should have towards this kind of lion. It's merely an image.
但它的组成是眼睛。
But its composition is with eyes.
啊，这个就很重要了。
So this is a very important.
你如果是这样的存在，你不会被迷惑的。
If you can exist in such a manner, then you will never be deceived.
这是在末世要成为四活物。
And this is why in the end time we must become the four living creatures.
有二十四长老的身份。
That we have the status of the 24 elders.
有四活物的 精神，他的内在。
We have the spirit and the attributes of the four living creatures.
所以你也是祭司。
So you too are the priest.
你也是国王。
You too are the king.
祭司、国王，这是神给我们的。
So whether king or priest are all given by God.
一章五节六节，你就是耶稣爱我们，用宝血把我们啊，让我们除掉我们的罪，那使我们成为什么国度？King James 是换成 kings 成为国王，然后呢做他父神的祭司，这怎么来的？洗礼来的。
So chapter 1 verse 5 and 6 is because of the love of Christ that he has done away with our sins and made us into a kingdom and priests, and all these came from water baptism.
好，我们再看回来启示录。
Let's turn back to Revelation.
第四节。
Chapter 20 verse 4.
二十章四节。有几个座位？
How many thrones are there?
如果我们看第四章的话，这几个座位就是，这里是说啊，我又看见几个宝座了哈。
So here says I saw the thrones.
那这几个宝座就是第四章那几个宝座。
And the thrones recorded here are the thrones referred to in chapter 4.
那有那个审判的权柄赐给他们。
And they were given the power, the sovereignty of judgment.
好。是什么样的权柄呢？
So what kind of authority is it?
也就是说，其实教会自从真耶稣教会建立之后，教会就有权柄。
So we can say after the establishment of the true church, we were given this authority.
什么权柄？
What kind of authority?
就像主耶稣所讲，我们看那个约翰福音。
Just as Lord Jesus said, let's turn to Book of John.
约翰福音第二十章。
Book of John, chapter 20.
二十章。第二十一节
John chapter 20 verse 21
21到23节
Verse 21 to 23 And 21 Again Jesus said Peace be with you As the Father has sent me I'm sending you 22 And with that he breathed on you And said Receive the Holy Spirit 23 If you forgive anyone His sins they are forgiven If you do not forgive them They're not forgiven
这就是赦罪跟留罪的权柄
And this is the authority to redeem and to retain sin
对世上的人来讲这个算什么权柄
So to this world What kind of authority is this?
对我们来讲这是生死的权柄
But to us this is authority between life and death
赦罪
In order to forgive sin
就跟神和好了得救
And you reconcile with God and you shall be saved
留罪
If your sins are retained, then you shall perish, and that's an eternal death.
所以这个是给教会的。
So this is given to the church.
这个是对外邦人来讲。
However, for the Gentiles.
那个马太福音主耶稣又另外一个权柄。
And also in Book of Matthew, Jesus speaks of another authority.
那个第十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
因为是十那个第十五节以下了哈。
The latter part of verse 15.
我们看最后就好了。十八节。
And verse 18. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
好。第十九节。
Verse 19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
继续。
Verse 20, for where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
Okay, 这就是这两方面的权柄。
So this is the two types of authorities.
好，那所以他坐在宝座上有这样的权柄。
So for one sitting on the throne holds this authority.
用现在很简单的话来讲了哈。
So in speaking in a very common term.
你相信了、
If you believe.
教会跟那个什么圣灵同意了，你受洗了。
And that the church and the Holy Spirit agrees to have your baptism.
因为教会是受差遣的，圣灵差遣的，这差遣很重要。
Because the church has been sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们真耶稣教会是有受差的，什么差？圣灵差遣。
And we know the true church has been sent, and we were sent by what? The Holy Spirit.
所以奉耶稣的名给你洗礼，洗去你的罪。
So we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ in the remission of your sins.
这时候你就从魔鬼的国度进到神的国度来。
And that is a time when you will enter into the kingdom of God from the kingdom of Satan.
这就属灵的移民啊。
And we can say that is a spiritual
immigration.
Immigration.
这个在哥罗西书一章十三节十四节所讲的。
And this is recording in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14.
你念一下。
Verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
对，这就是移民啊，从那个黑暗的国度移到爱子的国度，光明的国度来。
So we have immigrated from the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son.
这权柄在哪里？
And where does the authority lies?
神给教会了。
It has been given to the church.
就真耶稣教会。
And that is the church, is the church.
因为真耶稣教会是神差的、末世的。如果从旧约来讲的话，哈，就是拯救的那个神的教会。
And because church is a church, it's a church which has been sent by God, the saved church in the end time.
对，所以有权柄。
Therefore, it holds the authority.
好，那接下来他又看见，
Following, he once again saw things.
所以这个权柄是。当然，这个权柄不是教会本身有的，而是神给的。
And this authority was not possessed by the church originally. However, it was given by Lord Jesus Christ.
那借着真理跟圣灵运行出来。
That it was manifested through the Holy Spirit and the truth.
譬如说哈。
And for example.
啊，我看这样就好了，这样。可以了，那我们继续来看。
Let's continue onward.
审判的权柄赐给他呢？我又看见那因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩首的魂。
And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded.
你那个是 souls 对不对 ？Soul.
Souls.
Souls. 在字来讲的话，中文有时候我们中文的那个灵魂，灵魂就是。一个 term 嘛，那其实英文的话，要不是 spirit 就是 soul， soul 跟 spirit 至少不一样的字嘛。英文没有 spirit soul 有这样的 term 吗？没有。中文有灵魂嘛，对不对？英文没有了，因为它在希腊文也没有这样的。中文有灵魂，灵魂嘛，那灵跟魂就合在一起了。啊，其实在英文你中文的灵魂的话，你查回去，要不是 spirit 就是 soul。没有说一个英文的一个 term 是 spirit soul， 没有这样的东西。
So in Chinese term, the soul, the spirit and soul is combined into one term. But English, there's only soul, either soul or spirit.
应该这样可以了哈，因为英文的 spirit 跟是两个字啊。
So English, spirit and soul are two separate terms.
没有一个什么。没有这样的字。
There's not a spirit soul as is translated into Chinese.
哦，啊，对啊，但是你要是如果你我如果我说灵魂得救，那你请你翻英文。
So today, if I ask that your spirit soul is saved, can you translate into English?
你要翻译 spirit。
So my question is,
我现在不要讲那么多，我只是这如果谈这个就又很大的问题了，这个问题又更大。
So it will take too long to explain this.
我只是要 point out 说，其实中文的灵魂哈，其实在原来是不一样 term 的。所以我刚刚特别说，英文是 soul， 那就是我刚刚也念是魂。如果你这把它换成魂的话，对不对？啊，这换成灵的话，那势必他写 soul 你就要说魂，他写 spirit 你就要说灵，这样才正确嘛。啊，不然你以后就是吃大锅饭了，就是通通管他的。那只有中文才可以这样子了，德文就没有办法，西腊文也没有办法，只有中文才可以灵魂把它凑在一起。所以有时候有一些问题只有中文的问题。
So due to the interpretation, many times the only questions derive from the Chinese interpretation.
啊，或是特别的版本的问题，比如说，这一次在哪里？有人说耶和华，耶和华，其实耶和华是台湾的念那个和合本的问题。 你这从小长大，你跟他说耶和华问题，他根本没有读过，每个都是漏的，怎么会搞到那样子？所以有些问题是地域性的问题，或是文化性的问题，或是语言性的问题。
So that's merely a problem with the translation and backgrounds and languages.
好。所以，因为我也是念中文的了。
Because I myself is also reading Chinese.
如果你把说灵魂被斩所知责的灵魂的话
，If you say the souls of those who have been beheaded，
那就是这个人死掉了，他的灵魂，对不对？ Yeah, 你自然这样想。
You may naturally think that this man has died and their souls has gone.
那我现在为什么把它拆开？如果你有中文的话，我先把它拆开。我老实跟你讲，因为。我不要有这样的解释，当然我自己准备替自己铺一条路啊。
So this is why we're reading Chinese. I have split the word soul or spirit soul up into two words, and use the word soul instead.
所以我就说，这是一个魂。
So I would simply say this is a soul.
But 如果是念 soul 就是魂了，所以我特别把它 point out。啊，这样的话，你等一下我再讲下去。你如果只有魂的观念的话，比较能够接受。如果你是灵魂的话，就怎么样，路就堵死了。
So if you have this concept of the soul, then it will be easier for you to understand the later passages.
好，那接下来呢？是，所以这些人是做什么呢？为耶稣做见证，被为神知道。
So for these men, they bore testimony for Jesus, because of the word of God.
好。这里出现，我们一开始就讲《启示录》的它的内容的两大主题是什么
？So we have mentioned what are the two major themes of the contents of the Revelation.
就是神的道跟耶稣基督的见证嘛，对不对
？That is the word of God and the testimony of Lord Jesus.
那这些人被砍头的，他们是为了什么
？And for these who were beheaded, for what reason were they beheaded?
也是就为这两个啊，为。那个耶稣做见证并为神之道，对不对
？For these two sole reasons, the testimony of Jesus and the word of God.
再次印证，就是这两个其实就是启示录的，对我们来讲最重要的两个内涵了。你讲了很多很多，最后启示录讲回来，已经这些人为什么会受难，是因为耶稣基督的见证还有神的道。
And once again proves true the true key points to the book of Revelation that these men were beheaded and suffered for the sake of the testimony of Christ and the word of God.
还有接下来就是那些没有拜过兽和兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记人的魂，对不对？兽，中文是说灵魂呐、啊。中文把它拆过来，其实是怎么样？只有英文只有一次 soul 而已。
So in English,
因为句子太长了，所以中文。
Soul only appeared once.
其实是同一组人呐、
啊。So they refer to the same group of people.
所以他们是为神的道，为耶稣见证。
So they suffer for the sake of word of God and testify for Jesus.
这是积极的。
And this is very active.
向外的。
And they have reached outward.
另外呢，他们是消极的，他们没有。
On the other hand, they were passive. They did not do this.
没有拜兽。
They did not worship the beast.
也没有拜兽像。
They did not worship the beast of his image.
也没有在额上、手上受过他印记。
Nor had they received the mark on their foreheads or their hands.
在启示录里面，常常是两个层面对比的。
So within the book of Revelation, many times there's a correlating comparison between two surfaces.
神国几乎有什么，另外一个兽的国也有什么。
And whatever is recorded contains in the kingdom of heaven is also contained in the kingdom of the beast of the world.
从东方出来的使者拿着神的印额，其实兽国也印额啊。
And when the messenger comes out from the east to stamp. To seal men with on their foreheads, the beast also seal on people's foreheads.
在神国有那个从宝座流出来的活水的江河。
So within the kingdom of God, there flows living water from the throne.
在兽国也有龙的活水河。
Also in the kingdom of the beast, there is also flows, flood waters out of the mouth of the beast.
不是 beast, 龙。
Oh, of the dragon.
龙从他嘴里吐出水。
And that there, the dragons spits out water from his mouth.
最后这个口水啊，从嘴巴出来的不是口水吗？
So this water which comes out from his mouth has turned into a flood of water.
有个不卫生就是了。
It is very not sanitary.
是不是吐口水吐到成河还得了？但是这是两条河。
So these are the two comparative streams of water.
这个河非常厉害。
And this water is very powerful.
如果到那个程度的话，你跑没有办法跑。
So even to that point, there will be no time for you to even escape from water.
我常想那tsunami哈，你有那个图片，或有人还在哦照相，哇，等一下死掉了。
So I
was thinking, 那tsunami 那个英文是什么讲？我讲的是德文 tsunami。
tsunami
一样的哈。
海啸。
海啸。
So it reminds me of the tsunami. In one moment, you might be taking picture. The next, you cannot outrun it. You will die.
但是在圣经告诉我们，不用怕。
However, the Bible teaches us to not be afraid.
你要成为四活物。
You must become the living creatures.
神会给你翅膀。
And God will grant you wings.
水来了。再大，咻飞起来。
And no matter how great of the water that may come, you'll be able to fly up.
跑不掉。
Even though you can't outrun it.
这是两个步骤，在十三章里面，十二章第一次是跑 free， 第二次怎么飞起来
？So there are two different steps. The first is you try to outrun it. The second step is you shall fly up.
好，那个没有受过兽的印。
And for those who have not received the mark of the beast,
不属他们。
They do not belong to them.
那这些人，他们都怎么样？他们是活着的，对不对
？For all these men, they were alive.
不是 ，they were alive.
They came to life.
They came to life. 其实他在那个希腊里面是说他们是活着的。
So in the Greek text, it says that they are living. They are alive.
Alive.中文把它翻成什么样？复活了，这是绝对是错误的翻译。
But the Chinese interpret it as that they have resurrected, and that is incorrect.
其实有时候看，但是这个对的就没有什么关系啊。如果你看错了，你也没有关系了哈。
So it is okay. It has nothing to do with salvation.
但是如果在解释上面，就会产生很大的分别。
But in terms of interpretation, this will cause a great division.
如果你只是看中文的话，他说他们都复活了。
So if you merely read the Chinese, it says they have all resurrected.
表示他们死了。
Means that they were once dead.
现在复活了。
And now resurrected.
所以你就会把斩首灵魂当成这些人是怎么样 ？Martyr 那个殉道者。
So if you
那个第四节，我都一直在第四。第二十章。
So if you read them as resurrected, they will you think that they were beheaded and killed, because they have martyred for God.
对不对？刚刚我们说的，这些人就是为耶给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩所折的灵魂，对不对
？Because we say they were the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and the word of God.
那刚刚我们发现有几个翻译。的问题，如果这些翻译照着原来的来翻译的话，解释会跟中文的有一点出入。
So if you, we have mentioned some different interpretations, but if you look at the original text, they will have some differences to the Chinese version.
或是有一些翻译也翻错了。
And even some other versions are incorrect.
他们用自己的解释来把它翻出来。
They interpreted and translated these with their own thinkings.
好。我们把它简单的说
Those who simplify everything,
这一些人有一些人
and some of these men,
这些人是什么呢
and what were, who were these men?
为耶稣做见证
They're the one who bore testimony for Jesus,
为神的道
and for the word of God,
没有拜过兽
they had not worshipped the beast,
没有拜过兽像
or his image,
额上没有兽的印
they had not received the mark of the beast on his
forehead, 手上也没有神那个兽的印
or the mark on their hands,
这些人的魂
and the souls of all these people,
中文就 要忍耐一下因为 他这里翻成灵魂嘛对不对那英文就是兽而已、啊、那就直接讲兽就好了、
So again, we'll just use it as souls.
那他们都活着。
So now they have come to life.
中文把它换成说复活了。
Chinese says that they have resurrected.
那这不一样在哪里？
So what is the difference between the two?
现在不一样就是，如果你把它翻用中文的翻译来讲的话，就是说有一批人。
So today, in terms of the Chinese interpretation, you will say that there is this group of people.
那这些人，当然，这些人被杀了。
That these group of people have been killed.
死了。
Now they have died.
那接下来他们怎么样？
And following that, what will happen?
中文是把它换成复活。
Bible, Chinese says that they have resurrected.
好，所以，是这样子。
So that's how it is.
那这个死呢，就他们把它讲成什么肉体啊，就是肉身被砍死了。
However, for this death, they refer to a physical death.
那复活呢是什么？灵魂的复活。
However, for this resurrection, they refer to the resurrection of the spirit and soul.
好，那如果我们照原文读起来，也是这一批人一样的哈。
For spiritual speaking, this is the same group of people.
但是这里不是讲灵魂。
But here it does not mention the spirit and the soul.
这是讲魂。
It simply refers to the soul.
Souls. 那在圣经里面的话，如果是那个什么，好，那这些人呢被斩首。
So now this group of people have been beheaded.
被斩首。那这斩首呢，也是当然死了。
And after they have been beheaded, they too have died.
然后呢，他们是怎么样？不是复活，他们是怎么样？活着。
But now they, instead of resurrecting, they came to life.
不一样在哪里？
So what is the difference between the two?
这里一般解释和说这些人是木那个martyr 殉道者。
So the common interpretation of the first type is that they call those people as martyrs.
斩首死了。
For they have been beheaded and have died.
那死了之后，他们后来又复活了。
After having died, in the end, they resurrected.
所以才有所谓的千年王国的论。
So this is why we have the theory of a thousand year kingdom.
我先讲，对我来讲，圣经没有什么千年王国。
So for me personally speaking, there's no such thing as a thousand year kingdom.
没有所谓的千年王国这个东西。
There's no such thing.
我讲的是我一般的，你出去外面买所有的书的那一种的千年王国没有。所以对我来讲，不用讨论。
So what I'm saying is,
在教会里面呢，不用讨论。如果你要讨论的话，叫另外开一个 seminar 说，我们现在来看在市面上的他们这个千年王国论是怎么样一个一个介绍。前千年王国，后千年王国，无千年王国，那讨论完之后，我们再说他们当中的讨论他们的啦，不是圣经里面的他们的异同。那最后你来评论，但哪一个比较有理，哪个比较没有理？但是在圣经里面没有这样的一个千年王国这个东西。
So we know all the denomination publication, you'll find this term of a thousand year kingdom or this hundred. A thousand year reign, but within True Church, you will not find no such term.
好，这是另外一个了哈。所以这个路线是这样子的。
So this is the route for the first.
所以基督教一般的基督教是耶稣，这些人复活了，耶稣跟他们来，耶稣也真的来了，然后呢，建立一个世上的，因为这些人是复活的啦。一个王国。
So the common Christian beliefs, other denominational belief is that once they die, they will resurrect, and the Lord Jesus will come again to rebuild this physical kingdom, on this earth.
所以这是千年王国的理论基础，从这里开始。
So this is the theory or the base to the theory of the thousand year, kingdom or reign.
他们要跟耶稣一起作王一千年，第六节最后。就是千年王国。
That they shall reign with Christ as king for a thousand years.
那如果把它还原到那个它经文的本身。
But if you are to interpret it from the roots of its text.
这个魂当然就是人哦。
And in fact, the souls refer to men.
因为人被造，神的一口气就成为有那 living being， 就是这个。
Because when we are created, God has breathed a breath into us, and that has made us into a living being.
啊，这个跟这个就是在这里中文要多一个灵了哈。
So we know the first one, Chinese interpretation, has an extra spirit.
他们被斩首。
That they have been beheaded.
啊，好，但是斩首之后，他们是活着。
After being beheaded, they are still alive.
啊，这里不是复活。
So the difference is that they do not.
好，那现在就是从这个那个这个死是你把它哈。哦你用斩首来把它讲死嘛，对不对
？So when we say beheaded, we say the ending is death.
斩首其实被杀。
But in fact, beheaded might mean that you were killed or murdered.
啊、哦，杀，在圣经里面，如果以属灵来讲的话
，So in the Bible terms or in spiritual sense,
你恨人就杀人。
When you hate someone, it means you have killed them.
这是，但是。我这样子是把那个另外经节拿到这里来用了。如果不通的话，是另外一回事了。
So I have used another verse to support this, but if it doesn't work, then that's another.
也就是说，这些宣道的没有被污染的人，他们被恨了，恨到好像是斩首一样。
So we can say those group of people who went out to evangelize, they were being hated to the point it's as if they were killed.
也就是对世界来讲，像保罗所讲，他们是不存在的，他们是什么垃圾？保罗说他们对我他们就被称为渣滓世界的那个渣滓啊就像垃圾一样
And just as Paul said he feel them as rubbish as if they don't exist
那也是被恨的
They are also those who have been hated
所以那个约翰一书哈三章十三节
So in 1 John chapter 3 verse 13
就是恨人杀人哈
That if you hate them then you have killed them
所以是用这样子来解释的。
So this is how we interpret the second type.
那这样的解释是说哈，保守圣洁，然后呢，宣道者他们会被恨，好像被人斩首一样，但是其实他们是活着的，这个活着是生命的活着，不是说复活，绝对没有复活的意思，他们是活着。对世界来讲，他们是被砍头的。对世界来讲，他们是被斩首的。
So the second interpretation is that those group of people who have kept themselves pure and evangelized for Christ, they're being hated by this world as if they're being killed. But in fact, they're still alive, but to the world, they're dead.
其实他们是活着的。
So in fact, they are alive.
所以这个解释不一样。那如果这样子的话，就不是。这个一般的所讲的，有人复活起来，耶稣来了，跟他们一起在耶路撒冷建立一个基督王国。
So the second interpretation is very different from the common outside interpretation that they will one day resurrect and Lord Jesus will come and reign with them for 1,000 years in a new kingdom.
这个千年王国其实不是现在才有。
So this 1,000-year kingdom does not only exist today.
我刚有写的154年
And I share with you in year 154
154就是有一个叫做 Montanus
So there's a person by the name Montanus
他就出来讲了他说圣灵降下他是第一个所谓灵恩运动的
So he was the first person to start the spiritual movement he came out to proclaim
神降到地上了那个他要开始统治了
That God has come down into the earth and he will start his reign.
从他开始千年王国开始。
So starting from him, the 1,000-year kingdom has started.
那王国在哪里?
So where is that kingdom today?
当然就是他家乡。
So we can say that's his country, his home.
那他建立一个王国。
So he has established a kingdom for himself.
那这样的情形其实在教会历史里面出现不下上百次。
So we can say this kind of event or phenomenon has happened numerous times throughout the history of the church.
现在还很多啊，你看世界最多这样的国呢是在那个韩国。
And still continue to occur, and this kind of phenomenon can be most widely seen in Korea.
几年前统计哈，在韩国已经自称是基督的有23个。
So just in the past years, throughout statistics, there are a total of 23 people who appear to claim themselves as Christ.
我亲眼遇到的一个韩国人， 他拿着一个像，他说这是他们的教主基督。
And I personally witnessed and met a Korean man who was holding an image, a picture, and claimed that this is his Lord.
那个名字我忘记叫什么道的什么，最明显的那个统一教会吗
？So the most obvious is this denomination.
那个统啊，哎文贤明啊，嗯，他是基督了。
So we know this man, Korean man, who claims himself to be the Christ.
那像他们这样的解释的话，就是千年王国论里面的。
So that with that kind of interpretation is the first interpretation of the first of a thousand-year reign.
那我的看法是这样子。
And this is my view.
这是我们。
That the group of people refer to us.
他们是坐宝座的。
And those are the ones who are seated on the thrones.
得胜的基督徒。
And those are 得胜的正教会的信徒。Victorious Christians.
他们会被恨的。
And they shall be hated.
好像被斩首一样。
As if they're being beheaded.
但是他们是活着。
But they are alive and living.
那要跟基督一起作王一千年。
And they shall reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
一千年就是从真耶稣教会开始，一直到真耶稣教会的，就是，刚刚写的那些人数满了哈，这个宣道时期。
So a thousand years starts from the establishment of the church until the time when the numbers of the Gentiles are completed.
好，就是这一节的解释了哈。
So that is the interpretation of
this verse. 第五节
，verse 5. Verse 5, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection.
Okay, 这里讲。这是第一次的复活。
Here mentions the first resurrection.
好，现在讲这个东西呢，是第一次的复活。
So the second, what we mentioned just now is the first resurrection.
这版书写的太差了，因为他们是一千年嘛，对不对？所以这是指整个的过程哦，整个的这个 period， 整个的这个发生的事情是第一次复活。
So it refers to the first the 1,000 years of all the incidents happened within a thousand years. That was the first resurrection.
这个整个是。在这个是第一次复活。
And the entire period of 1,000 years is the first resurrection.
那接下来他在讲呢，剩下的，有一些人还怎么样，没有活着，对不对
？And here says the rest of the dead did not come to life.
哦，这是第一次复活，其余的死人。
So the rest of the dead.
在希 the rest of death.希腊文里面是应该说，剩下死人这些死人的，剩下的人是不是这个意思 ？The rest of the dead 是不是这样？英文是不是这样
？The rest of the dead。
对。Of the。这是复数嘛，对不对？是不是？
The dead, D-E-A-D.
D-E-A-D, 这是复数嘛，对不对？是复数吗？要不要加 S？ 不用，就是这样就可以了。这是复数啊，哈。
在 the dead is a plural.
这是一个，就是很多。
That there are more than one.
那这个字如果把它翻成旧约的 the race 的话，用同一个就是一个 terminology 哈，就是术语来讲，那就是什么
？So if you interpret the term the rest in the Old Testament terminology，
圣民
，or they refer to the remnant，
剩下的人呢、啊，圣民。
So the remnant，
这个圣民不是圣民哈、哦，中文好像。听的一样，这是 saint， 这是 remnant。 那在旧约你就晓得什么是圣灵嘛，就是台湾话说西伯利亚，就是死到最后剩下的。
So in Old Testament they use the terminology remnant or those who are left from.
从旧约就有啊。
So this term is used all the way back in the Old Testament.
好，那谁是圣民呢？
So who are the remnants?
如果继续看下去的话，那个就是在新约里面就是我们看罗马书好了。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第29节，那么24节以下了哈。
The latter part of verse 24.
嗯，好，前面。
And 24. After all, if you are cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree?
再接下来继续念。
And verse 25, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
好，在旧约里面所谓的圣民，就是在第一次圣殿被毁的时候，就是那些没有死剩下的人，其实不多。
So the remnant refers to those who remained alive after the destruction of the temple.
所以你看那个旧约时代的那个先知书里面，圣民要回归。
So if you read the prophetic books in the Old Testament, that the remnant they shall once again return.
好，我就把它讲我的看法了哈，讲结果，因为这当中如果再推的话，时间就长了。其实我们现在可以慢慢一步一步的从圣经。
So in fact, right now we can take step by step.
在刚刚我们看到这个。这一千年当中就是真教会的时代。
So we have just seen that within this thousand years is the time of the true church.
在这里面得胜的人到就是对世界来讲会被恨的。
So for those who are triumph within this time frame shall be hated by the world.
好像被砍头一样。
As if they are being beheaded by the world.
其实真耶稣教到哪里都是被恨的。
And the truth is, no matter where we go, through Jesus' church, we're hated by others.
你在用怎么样的公关，在怎么样的和好，到最后绝对没有办法。为什么？到最后你刚开始不错，可以在一起 fellowship， 但到最后洗礼里，你绝对不会说你这样也对。
So no matter how，
绝对不会说我们一起来洗，一定说，那一定说你这样的洗礼还不够，还要到真耶稣教会来。这个时候就怎么样，他都恨死你了。
So no matter how you try to make
peace with others, 你再用怎么方法，再怎么样 fellowship， 再怎么和好，或是像古代那个什么公主嫁到藩，然后就和叫什么和藩和亲，没有用的了。你就是公主嫁给那一百个也没有用，因为到最后一定要来讲到底是哪个国。到洗礼的时候一定是怎么样？你再用最客气的语气跟他讲，也是撕破脸。绝对是破脸。
So no matter how you try to make peace or be polite to other denomination or try to befriend them until the end, when it comes to baptism, that is the time when we will surely go into conflict.
因为这是分两国的时候。
Because that is the time when we divide into two kingdoms.
这是分母亲的时候，你是要被谁生？
And that is the time when you distinguish and acknowledge your mother. Who do you want to be born by?
在这个时候，真耶稣教会时代。
So that is the time, the period of the true Jesus Church.
这个时候圣民还没有活着。
And that is the time when the remnants have not yet come to life.
所谓的圣民就是以色列人。
So what we say the remnant refer to the Israelites.
千年结束了。
At the conclusion of thousand years.
外邦数目满足了。
The numbers of the Gentiles have been filled.
这个点哦，就是外邦满。以色列才会得救。
So that is kind of point when the number to Gentiles are filled and the Israelites remnants will be saved.
因为保罗讲了，外邦数目满，以色列全家才得救。他们得救是在这个地方。
So Paul has said only after the completion, only a number of Gentiles are filled will the remnants be saved.
就是圣民活着的时候。
That is the time when the remnants shall be alive.
所以我们前后对照起来的话， 千年当中是外邦人的时代。
So from the text, we can see a thousand years are the years belonging to the Gentiles.
千年结束了。
The conclusion of a thousand years.
就是外邦人满了。
And that is the time when the number to Gentiles are full.
以色列才会得救。
And that is the time when Israel shall be saved.
那圣民在千年当中，刚刚所讲的这个圣民还没有活着。
And I have shared with you earlier that the remnants, they are not yet alive within this thousand years period of time.
所以千年当中的这些动作就是第一次的复活。
So of all the events that have taken place in a thousand years, that is the first resurrection.
那第一次的死是什么呢？
So what does it mean by the first death?
第一次的死就是罗马书所说的罪从一人进入世界，众人都死了，所以这是 general 的 speaking 的话，就是全都死了。所有世界上人全死了，第一次全都死光了。
So the first death is really is referred to as recorded in Romans that sin entering to the world through all men, to one man, so all have died.
接下来复活呢？
And what about resurrection?
耶稣来了。
And Jesus came.
耶稣是第一个复活的初熟的果子。
And Jesus is the first fruit which have resurrected.
我们受洗的时候。
And in times when we're baptized.
受洗是跟主同死同埋葬同复活。
When we baptize, we are buried, and we are resurrected with Christ.
所以，这个是第一次的复活。
So that is the first resurrection.
就是受洗，我们的，所得到的。
So that is the result of being baptized.
好，那接下来，那个奇异的死人还没有。中文是复活，其实是怎么样？
Come to life
还没有活了，所以不是说我们中文的那复活给你的印象是说死掉了，那复活可能死掉一千年要复活，不是，这里不是，这是活着而已。
So the Chinese term might misled us when it's use the word resurrection.
那第六节。
Verse six. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The death has no power over them, and they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with Him.For a thousand years.
所以你已经受过洗了，对不对？
So now you have been baptized.
你再头一次复活有份了。
So you have part in the first resurrection.
以后我们就不会再死了。
And we shall never die again.
第二次的死我们没有份。
So we have no part in the second death.
第二次的死是什么？
So what is the second death?
就是硫磺火湖的死。
And that is the death in the lake of sulfur and fire.
我们没有份呢。
Therefore we have no part in that.
所以你要能够保持这样的身份。
So we must be able to keep and maintain this kind of status.
有两个身份你一定要保持住。
There are two statuses which you must preserve.
第一个做祭司。
The first is the status of a priest.
第二个做王。
The second of a king.
要做多久？
How long will you reign?
做一千年。
For a thousand years.
Amen.
So, amen.
然后十二点半，一起祷告。
So let's pray together.